إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. Amma ba'd fa inna khayr al-hadithi kitabullah. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-huda huda an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa inna sharr al-umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. My brothers and sisters, from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the indicators of the success of a person is that he attaches importance to those matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exalted. Those places which Allah has exalted, a person exalts them. And those times which Allah has made important, he focuses on them. So the masajid have been exalted by Allah. And therefore the successful, intelligent Muslim is the one who attaches importance to the masjid. And also certain times and certain days and months, they have been exalted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should exalt them. From the indicators of success and the indicators of tawfiq that Allah has guided a person is that those days and those months which Allah has exalted and made important, a person finds in him strength and energy and enthusiasm to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those days and in those months. And also from the indicators of loss, that a person has removed himself from goodness, is that these important days and months, they pass by a person and he doesn't feel anything. He doesn't care. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know why it is important and what are the virtues of these days. And from the virtuous, exalted times which Allah has attached importance to and attached good deeds to it is this month which we are living in now. These days which are passing us by. The month of Sha'ban. And the month of Sha'ban, which started only a few days ago, this is like the door to Ramadan. So a person can use the month of Sha'ban to prepare himself for Ramadan, to make himself ready for Ramadan. So Ramadan is very close. It is very near to us. Only a few days, only 3 or 4 weeks, and Ramadan will come upon us. And nobody should come to Ramadan all of a sudden. Meaning today, in this month, there is no fasting, there is no salah, there is no dhikr, there is no Quran, there is no charity, and then tomorrow Ramadan starts. So this person, he enters into Ramadan suddenly, and he's not prepared for it. Yesterday there was no actions at all. And then all of a sudden, now he has to fast and pray Taraweeh. So a person has to prepare himself for Ramadan before Ramadan enters. And the Prophet ﷺ used to use this month Sha'ban. Only 3 or 4 days of it have passed by. He used to use this month to prepare himself for Ramadan. The traveler, when he wants to take a journey, does he just get up one day and start traveling? No, he prepares for the journey. So before the journey, he'll make sure his transport is okay. He has his tickets with him. He knows what time he needs to arrive. Even when it comes to the salah, do we just stand up and go to the masjid? No. We prepare for the salah. So we make wudu. We make sure our clothes are clean and appropriate. We pray nafl before the salah. We pray nafl after the salah. So we prepare for the salah. Students, when they want to sit an exam, do they just stand up on the day and go and sit the exam? No, they prepare for it. Before the exam comes, they revise for days and weeks and months, and then they are ready for the exam. And this is how a person is successful in the dunya. Before you start an action, you prepare for it. And like this Ramadan. So just as we prepare for a journey before we travel, and we prepare for the exams before we enter the exams, and we prepare for the salah by praying nawafil before we pray the salah, then like this Ramadan. That before Ramadan comes, we have to prepare for it in the month of Sha'ban. However, it is unfortunate that many of us, we don't know anything about Sha'ban. Perhaps some of us, we don't know we are even in Sha'ban now. In fact, just as I was walking to the masjid, and I met a young Muslim. Young meaning 18, 19, 20. And I said to him, this is Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban. He said, what's Sha'ban? Sorry, what is Sha'ban? He doesn't know, is Sha'ban a person? Is it a month? And this month, these Islamic months, my brothers and sisters, these are part of our Islam. This is part of our Islamic identity. There are righteous actions which have been attached to these months. Allah has decreed for the 12 months of the year to be these 12 months. So how is it that we don't know whether Sha'ban is a person or a month or a place? We don't know that we're passing by Sha'ban and we're living in it right now. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prophesied this. He told us in a hadith that this month of Sha'ban, this is the month where many people are negligent regarding it. Why? Because they know about Rajab, because it is one of the sacred months. And they know about Ramadan, it's coming up. Every Muslim knows about Ramadan. But in the middle of these 2 months is Sha'ban. And people ignore the month of Sha'ban. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, شَهْرٌ يَغْفِلُ النَّاسِ بَيْنَ الرَّجَبْ وَرَمَضَانِ. That this is a month which most people, they are ignorant regarding it. And it is between Rajab and Ramadan. So we have entered into this month. This month which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the majority of the people are negligent regarding it. And this month is here to tell us that Ramadan is coming. It's like the door to Ramadan. This month with the Salaf, the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was a month full of ibadah, full of worship. In fact, the Salaf, they used to call the month of Sha'ban, they used to call it Shahrul Qurra, the month of the reciters. Because the people, they would turn, when it came to Sha'ban, they would open the Masahif and they would recite the Qur'an. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِيهِ قَبْلَ الرَّمَضَانِ. Verily they, the pious Muslims, they used to strive in ibadah in Sha'ban before Ramadan comes in. أَقْبَلُوا عَلَى مَصَاحِفِهِمْ فَقَرَأُوهَا. They used to turn to the Mus'haf. Meaning they used to leave alone reading anything else. They used to turn to the Mus'haf and they used to start reciting the Mus'haf. وَأَخْرَجُوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And they would give the zakat. In this month they would give the zakah. Why? لِيُعِينُوا غَيْرَهُمْ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ فِي رَمَضَانِ. So they can help the poor people to worship Allah in Ramadan. They should give their zakah now so the poor people have the money with them before Ramadan comes. So now the poor people have the money, now they can buy suhoor and iftar and they can
feed themselves. وَتَرَكُوا الْكَثِيرَ مِنْ مَشَاغِلِ الدُّنْيَا. And the Salaf, they would abandon many of the matters of the dunya in the month of Sha'ban. وَأَخَذُوا يَسْتَعِدُّونَ فِيهِ لِاسْتِقْبَالِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. And they would begin preparing for Ramadan and welcoming Ramadan in the month of Sha'ban. وَأَكْثَرُ فِيهِ مِنَ الصِّيَامِ وَالذِّكْرِ وَالْقِيَامِ. And in this month of Sha'ban, they would fast abundantly. And they would make dhikr a lot. And they would make qiyam al-layl. وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ عَنْ شَهْرِ شَعْبَانِ. And they would say regarding the month of Sha'ban, إِنَّهُ شَهْرُ الْقُرَّاءِ. That this is the month of the reciters. Not the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, everybody recites Qur'an. But whoever wants to distinguish himself in front of Allah from the rest of the Muslims, then this is the month. The month of reciting the Qur'an. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and he was from the young companions, he said, كَانَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الشَّعْبَانِ. That when Sha'ban would enter, the Muslims, they would إِنْكَبُّوا عَلَى الْمَصَاحِفِ. They would focus on the masahif. فَقَرَأُوهَا. So they would recite from the masahif, meaning the Qur'an. وَأَخْرَجُوا زَكَاتَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And they would donate the zakat of their wealth. تَقْوِيَةً لِلْضَعِيفِ وَالْمِسْكِينَ عَلَى صِيَامِ رَمْضَانِ. So they can help the poor one and the weak one in preparing for Ramadan. Look at the fiqh and the understanding of the Sahaba and the Salaf. The majority of us, we give zakah in Ramadan. And this is goodness. Because we think that the actions, the righteous actions, are magnified in Ramadan. And the reward is increased in Ramadan. So let us give our zakah. But the Salaf and the Sahaba, alayhim ridwanullah, they didn't only think about themselves. Just my reward. Me. What's good for me? What's good for my akhirah? They used to also think about the poor people. So if you begin giving your zakah on the 20th of Ramadan or the 27th of Ramadan, then what do the poor people do during the beginning of Ramadan? So the way of the Salaf and the Sahaba was to give the zakah before Ramadan enters. So the money reaches the fuqara and the masakeen before Ramadan has entered. And therefore the masakeen and the fuqara, the poor, they have with them food which they can buy and they can prepare for Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to fast a lot in Ramadan. And this has been narrated by the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ أَكْثَرَ صِيَامًا مِنْهُ فِي شَعْبَانِ. I never saw the Prophet fasting any month more than Sha'ban, meaning nafal fasts, because Ramadan is wajib. And this was the most beloved month to the Prophet for fasting sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the month of Sha'ban. She said, كَانَ أَحَبُّ الشُّهُورِ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَصُومَهُ شَعْبَان. That the most beloved month to the Prophet of Allah when it came to fasting was the month of Sha'ban. And the scholars, the people of knowledge, they have given the example. They say just as the fard salah, it has nawafil before it and nawafil afterwards. So for example, when we pray dhuhr, we don't only pray for fard. Before it, we pray some sunan, some nafal, rawatib, sunan mu'akkada. And after it, we pray two more nafal. And like this, fajr and maghrib and isha, before the salah, there's nafal salah and there's also nawafil and sunan afterwards. The ulama, they say, this is like Sha'ban and Ramadan. That before the obligatory fast of Ramadan comes, then it's like you're praying your nawafil. So Sha'ban should be a month which is full of fasting. Every day, every other day, every week, people are fasting like no other month. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the other months, he used to fast 3 days. He used to fast Monday and Thursday. So in a month he fasts a few days. In a week he might fast 1 or 2 days. But in the month of Sha'ban, every day or every other day he would be fasting. In fact, the companions, they mention, كَانَ يَصُومُ حَتَّى يَظُنْ أَنَّهُ لَا يُفْطِرُ. That he would fast so much in Sha'ban, we think that he's not making futur. There is no futur, there is no break from this fast. He's fasting day after day after day. And yet the majority of us, this month is passing by like any other month. We don't know about its virtue. We don't know, we're not fasting in it. We're not giving it in charity. This wasn't the way of the Salaf and the Sahaba. So if we call ourselves Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, those who follow the way of the Salaf, then we have to do the ibadah of the Salaf. Not only the name, not only talking about groups and individuals, but the ibadah which the Sahaba used to do, we have to also do this ibadah. Also, from the virtues of this month of Sha'ban, is that the actions are taken up by the angels and shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are, on a daily basis, your actions are taken to Allah. On a weekly basis, your actions are taken to Allah to show, be shown to Him. And also on an annual basis, your actions are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the daily showing of the records, this is done by the angels of the morning and the angels of the evening. Meaning angels come upon a person at Fajr time, they record his deeds, and at Asr time they go and they show these deeds to Allah, even though Allah is already aware of all of the actions. And then the angels of Asr come, the evening, and they record until Fajr the next morning. And they take these record, the record of these deeds, up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is a weekly showing. And this is on Thursday. Like in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the actions of a person are shown to Allah every Thursday, i.e. the night before Jum'ah. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to fast on Thursday. And also in the year, once in the year, these actions are shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in the month of Sha'ban. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma, one of the famous companions, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, لَمْ أَرَكَ تَصُومُ شَهْرًا مِنَ الشَّهُورِ مَا تَصُومُ شَعْبًا. Why is it I have never seen you fasting any other month like you're fasting Sha'ban, Nafal? Why is it that in the month of Sha'ban you fast so much? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ كَثِيرَ النَّاسِ, that this is the month which many of the people they ignore. بَيْنَ رَجَبْ وَرَمَضَانِ, and it is between Rajab and Ramadan. And then he said, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that this is the month in which the actions of a person are taken by the angels to the Lord of the worlds. He said, فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا الصَّائِمِ. He said, so I love my actions to be shown to Allah whilst I am in a state of fasting. Consider, my brothers, this month Sha'ban, our actions are being shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, some of the people, their actions will be shown to Allah and they're listening to music. Other people, they're using drugs. Other people, they are not praying at all. Other people in gambling, in stealing, in haram, in riba, in wasting time. So you have to make sure that this month in which your actions are shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be done whilst you're praying. Nafal, sadaqah, dhikr, fasting. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ وَتَأَخَّرَ, and he is the one whose sins, if he had any sins, they've already been forgiven. All of his previous sins, if he had any, they're already forgiven. Any future sin which he could hypothetically commit, they've already been forgiven. And yet he said that when my actions are shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Sha'ban, I want them to be done and I am in a state of fasting. So this is how a Muslim should be. So this month, it isn't a month which should pass by us like any other month and any other week. Your days, my brothers and sisters, they are 3 days. Yesterday, and this has already gone. You can do nothing about yesterday now. The actions which you did, they have been written for you. The wajibat which you missed have been written against you. The evil deeds which you did, they have been written against you. This is yesterday. It's gone. It's finished. And then there's today. And this today, this is the day of amal. This is the day of action. And then there's tomorrow. And tomorrow is only a hope. It's only a probability. Perhaps you will live until tomorrow. Perhaps you will wake up tomorrow. So yesterday it was a maw'idha, it was a lesson for you. You think, subhanAllah, yesterday I only did a few good deeds. I missed so many wajibat. I did so many sins. You seek forgiveness. So yesterday it is a maw'idha, it is a lesson. Today is what you can do. Today is your opportunity. This is your ghanima. Tomorrow is only a plan. That when I wake up tomorrow, if I wake up tomorrow, then I will try to do X, Y, and Z. And the best person is the one who lives a long, good, healthy life, but it is full of good actions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to the companions, "Ala ukhbirukum bi khayrikum?" He said, "Should I not inform you of the best of you, the most successful of you?" They said, "Bala ya Rasulullah, of course. Tell us who is the best amongst us." He said, "Khiyarukum atwalukum a'mara." He said, "The best of you, the most fortunate of you, are those who have the longest lives." And then he said, "Wa ahsanukum a'mala," and those who have the most righteous deeds. This long, good, healthy, easy life, it is then full of righteous deeds. And even though we're looking forward for Ramadan, we're preparing for Ramadan, but nobody here can guarantee whether we will reach Ramadan. Nobody amongst us knows. Maybe Yawm al-Qiyamah will come. Or maybe you yourself, your hour will come, and you will not reach Ramadan. So don't pass by Sha'ban, this month in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast so much. And the Salaf and the Sahaba, they would give their zakah. And others would recite the Quran and make dhikr and pray qiyam. Do not allow this month to pass by you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان جل ذكره وعلى اسمه هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إخواني في الله, as I mentioned, this month of Sha'ban, this is an important month. This is a month which is blessed. This is a month full of goodness. This is a month in which actions are, evil deeds are forgiven. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast in this month a lot. كَانَ يَصُومُهُ حَتَّى نَظُنْ أَنَّهُ لَا يُفْطِرْ. He used to fast so much that we, the companions, we used to think he's not breaking the fast. أَحَبُّ شُهُورِ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لِلصِّيَامِ Sha'ban. The most beloved month to the Prophet of Allah when it came to fasting was the month of Sha'ban. And also this month we use it to prepare ourselves. So when Ramadan comes, you have already recited the full Quran. You've already fasted the majority of Sha'ban. You have already given your zakat, given in charity. This is how a Muslim should be approaching Sha'ban, Ramadan. So therefore, start with fasting from tomorrow. Start calculating your zakah immediately. Start giving in charity, reciting Quran. Don't waste your time. And you should know that this money you have and this dunya which you have, this will not last with you for long. And you will not take it to your grave. The only thing which will save you on Yawm al-Qiyamah after the mercy of Allah is your righteous actions. And this is what remains with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in the Quran, "Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayatid dunya," that this wealth and this offspring which you have, this is only zinatul hayatid dunya. It is only the beautification of this world. Wal-baqiyatul salihat. However, the righteous deeds which are baqiyat mean they remain forever. They remain with Allah. He said, "Khayrun 'inda rabbika thawaba." They are better with Allah in reward. Wa khayrun amala. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم سلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.